We do have some processors here, but you have to remember that it's hard to, you can't test your processing equipment here because hemp is illegal in South Dakota. So what these companies are doing, even though they may be manufacturing, they're actually doing the testing outside of the state of South Dakota on their equipment. And one of them has a set up a testing facility in Colorado Springs and has to send people back and forth to do demonstrations on their equipment. Their sales are in the United States and Canada, and they're doing quite well, actually. They have very good equipment because you can look at the supply chain for industrial hemp. It's still getting built out on the back end of it. So there are certainly opportunities for companies to do well in that space because the industry is just really getting started.